KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for generations. Please make note of their new restaurant hours. Open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. and closed Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays. Come visit the Chicken House for fried chicken, steak, seafood, burgers, and homemade pie. The Chicken House wishes to thank you for your support, and they look forward to seeing you just 10 minutes south of Emporia in beautiful Opie, Kansas.
And today on our Primetime Newsmaker, we are happy to welcome in via the KVOE Sutherland Studio text line the Executive Director of the United Way of the Flint Hills, Daphne Mertens. Daphne, good morning. Oh, well, hold on one second there. We'll try and get her on here as I'm...
Okay, let's see.
Let's try that again. Daphne, good morning. I'm still not getting her on there, but nonetheless, we are getting a campaign update here from Daphne as the annual campaign is currently underway, Chuck.
Okay. And we've been highlighting periodically the United Way of the Flint Hills and its annual campaign, basically to support better than 20 community partners in Lyon and seven nearby counties, Chase, Coffee, Morris, Greenwood, you're looking at Osage, Woodson, and Wabunsee counties, and the amount of people that winds up getting assistance here varies, but it can be, you know, in the neighborhood of 20 to 30,000 people that do wind up getting some sort of benefit here from the United Way of the Flint Hills. So we may well be getting Daphne coming up on the another phone number here, so I think we're going to have Tegan plugging her in here in just a second. But I mean, in addition to, you know, the main work here that the United Way does, and I think we'll be talking about this here in just a little bit, the United Way also does a number of different separate programs in addition to the fundraising campaign that gets a lot of attention too. So I think we got Daphne on with us to talk a little bit about how things are going here as we get to the late stages of the campaign effort.
Yes, we do. Daphne, good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry about that. As you can tell, I am just having a great start to the day.
It's a great Friday, dude.
Yeah, great Friday. I guess I've already jumped into the weekend. But Daphne, speaking of jumping in, you've really jumped in head first here as you've been named as the new executive director of the United Way of the Flint Hills in the midst of the campaign. You know, before we jump into the campaign update, I'd like to ask, what has it been like kind of having to jump into this whirlwind that is the United Way in the midst of its biggest campaign of the year?
You know, it's actually been really exciting. There's a lot of fun things that are happening at the United Way outside of the campaign. So a lot of the work for the campaign, Mickey had that very well under wraps, not under wraps, but, you know, we're in the middle of it. It's going. There wasn't a whole lot for me to go in and do other than monitor it. And we have a lot of fundraisers going on. We're integrating Healthier Lyon County into the United Way. So we just have a lot of exciting things happening.
And Daphne, along those lines here, you're getting near the end of the fundraising campaign and kind of focusing specifically on this for the next couple of minutes. What has been the reaction here for you as the United Way department leader, as opposed to maybe looking at it from, you know, the Healthier Lyon County perspective as you had for over a decade?
So, you know, this is really important to me. I've learned so much about what the United Way does. I had an idea, and I think the general public has an idea of what the United Way does. There's a lot of people that don't know what we do, and I want to make sure to really get information out there about the United Way and how important it is to the community that we are living in right now. The counties that United Way serves, United Way of the Flint Hills, we are doing amazing things in these communities for people who don't really have the things that they need, things that you and I might take for granted. These are our neighbors, and we are funding things for these people, things like addiction recovery, homeless shelters, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, meals for older adults, child care centers. These are things that may not be able to function at the capacity that they do without some of the support that United Way of the Flint Hills gives them through your donations.
How important is it for people to realize, you know, the work and really the base life work that the United Way and your partners are doing right now, whether it's early in the campaign, whether it's late in the campaign as we are now, or basically when the campaign is not really officially in front of people?
Yeah, our campaign is, we really want to think about it as year-round at this point, because the pandemic really changed things for the United Way of the Flint Hills and for a lot of organizations, and changed the way that donations happen. And what that meant is that from 2020 campaign to now, we're about $200,000 less at the United Way of the Flint Hills. And United Ways across the board are seeing this. You know, it is a hardship for a lot of people to be able to donate, but we need to make sure everyone understands that even if you're giving us a couple of dollars, $5, that makes an impact in your community. That means that people are receiving services that they may not be able to have otherwise.
How do you, the obvious question is, now that you're seeing the trend, the obvious hard question is, how do you adjust? Whether it's, you know, continuing to keep the goals at similar levels versus, you know, maybe reducing the goals and maybe putting more on your community partners to do their own fundraising to help out.
Yeah, that's something we're looking at. How do we diversify the revenue streams? You know, one thing that Healthier Lane County does, and it's a great fit to bring it under United Way, is they write a lot of grants. So being able to have some of that grant money coming in, we're hoping will help make up for some of the changes that have happened. But we do know that for our community partners, it's very important that we have these community partner grants to continue to fund them and help them make sure that they can provide the services that are so important.
Again, Daphne Mertens joining us here on KVUE and KVUE.com. But, you know, talking about the fundraising side and the fundraising trends that you're seeing, talk a little bit about some of the different, conversations and interactions that you've had here over the last few months and some of the benefits and the highlights that you've had here over the last few months now that you've taken over.
You know, I talked a little bit about our community partners that we have through United Way, something I've really been trying to do in the last month or two. I guess I've been on the job for about a month and a half, so in that time is just to go around and visit them and see the work that they are doing firsthand. I've been able to sit, you know, in Waverly, Kansas, and have a meal with senior citizens who, some of them, that might be, you know, the best meal they have that day, or maybe even the only meal they have that day. I've been able to see the child care centers and see the children that get served and the parents that are able to stay at their job, so they do have that child care available to them. It's been great to see the pantries that have food in them now, because we've been able to give them some money to help out with that. And that's never going to be less important. We need to find a way to rally the community around a lot of these programs, 23 community partners that are relying on our donations to help them out.
Well said. Daphne Mertens again with the United Way of the Flint Hills giving us an update right now. So before shifting off here to some of the other projects that the United Way is known for, I wanted to ask if you have a celebration date yet, or is that pending at this stage of the conversation?
We do have a celebration date. We just were able to set that. I'm just not sure if I have it on my calendar yet.
We actually
just set that yesterday. So I believe it's April, or I'm sorry, I believe it's May 23rd.
May 23. Is that going to be at the Boyer Building as it's been in years past?
Yes, it is May 23rd. Just verified that, and it is at the Boyer Building. And okay, it'll be over the line from noon to one, and we'd love to see a lot of the listeners out there.
Okay. Daphne, really quickly, we mentioned here, and we were about to segue into some of the other different United Way programs. I mean, Dolly Parton Imagination Library obviously gets a lot of attention locally, but you've already, I think, had one cycle of racial equity grants, and there's other items that you guys are working on as well. Maybe you can go ahead and spend a couple of minutes talking about those items.
Yeah, so we have several different programs. We're looking at a few new things that are coming on. We're really looking at getting more involved with the homelessness work and writing a grant maybe to have a position to work on that in the community. Hannah does summer climbing every summer. She's out at the summer feeding sites, and she's providing books to people there, to kids who may have a decline in some of their reading skills over the summer. We're trying to combat that. And then, yes, we have the racial equity grants, and the emerging needs grant is year-round on our website.
Daphne, one of the things I wanted to talk about, too, very quickly, when you first came on with the United Way, the thing that you talked about was obviously Healthier Lyon County kind of getting a boost through that. What kind of projects has Healthier Lyon County been able to really start working on in partnership with the United Way, or I guess under the United Way umbrella now?
So we're really just working right now on merging the two entities together, fully bringing Healthier Lyon County under our umbrella, and looking at projects that really fit with both the United Way and Healthier Lyon County. So we're looking at some food projects, homelessness projects. We're continuing to do a lot of the physical activity projects that we have done. Looking at the court in Admire, which is a multi-use court. And Healthier Lyon County is also looking at their celebration for their Blue Cross Blue Shield Pathways to a Healthy Kansas program.
All right, sounds good. Daphne, in case anybody would like more information about the United Way, how do they get that information?
So you can go to unitedwayoftheflinthills.org or uwfh.org. And if you would like to help us meet some of those campaign numbers to make sure our community partners are able to continue the work they're doing, we do have a donate button on that website. It's in the upper right-hand corner. And you don't have to be part of a workplace campaign to donate to the United Way. So please go on there and help us really help to meet the needs of our neighbors who are struggling.
All right, Daphne, thanks so much for joining us here today. And we'll bring you back on and maybe Hannah or others here just before you have your big campaign celebration in late May. Really appreciate the time. Really appreciate the update, though.
Thank you, Daphne.
Thank you. Have a great morning.
Have a good weekend. Daphne Mertens joining us, Executive Director of the United Way of the Flint Hills, with the fundraising campaign update. Want to let you know that next week's morning show, not just the newsmaker spot, but the morning show is all full of interviews. So we're pushing you to the week of April 22nd. If you have an event or an activity that you want highlighted, the number to call, 620-342-1400, the email address, kvue@kvue.com. Monday, Lisa Harder joins us from Kansas Children's Service League as we talk about the Healthy Families Open House coming up on the 25th.
Once again, your primetime newsmaker this morning has been brought to you by the Opie Chicken House, featuring great chicken, steaks, seafood, and catering, a family tradition since 1958. That is the Opie Chicken House.